I want 15 on my desk by end of business today. Do you understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying to you, mate?
I hear you. I get it.
What are you going to do?
Race to Ballarat.
That's your plan?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry I'm late.
I don't want to have to say this in front of Alex.
Then don't.
He didn't want to go with you today.
What are you talking about? He's fine.
He's not fine, Jimmy.
Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Perkovic. This is episode number 153. Releasing in Australian cinemas on the 23rd of August is West of Sunshine, a moving examination of fatherhood that stars Damien Hill as a man separated from his family and drowning in gambling debts who has to pay back a violent loan shark on the same day he must look after his young son. A stirring and assured dramatic feature that will make all your dads out there want to hug your kids, just as I did after watching the film. West of Sunshine is the directorial debut of Jason Raftopoulos, who I'm glad to say joins me today on the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. Jason, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to me today.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to go back to the beginning in this story. So West of Sunshine is based on a short film you did called Father's Day back in 2012. What was the inspiration behind that story about this dad and the struggles that he has as a father and also as a gambling addict?
I had been exploring fatherhood because I was about to become one, and when I started to look at all the machinations of those meditations and what it might mean and what kind of a dad I may or may not be, I was exploring where I was putting my attention in a sense, and so I could see when I you know, in general, what I was trying to do was explore a character whose attention was somewhere other than where his family might be.
Yep.
And in a way, what that led to was this idea of this guy having a problem being his addiction, keeping him separate from the ones that he loves. And he had to really come to terms with that kind of addiction in order to kind of be present. And so really that was the birth, that was the beginning ideas of where this story was going to evolve from.
That story, why adapt it from into a feature-length film?
It was always meant to be a feature. When I first started it, I had plans of making it into a feature, but at the time it was just not possible. So I created the short as a way of exploring the themes and the ideas, and then went away and kind of started writing different things, and then realised that that was actually the story that I needed to finish. It was unfinished business, really.
Yeah.
And I expanded that out into what is now the feature film.
That father that we're talking about, character of Jim, played by Damien Hill, such an excellent actor, so great in Porno from a couple of years back. How did it come to that you got him to play the role in your movie?
I'd seen Dame in an audition for something else, and I met him through a fellow friend of mine, and then I'd kind of seen him do a couple of pieces of work in theatre and also then obviously in his film. But we were kind of mates before that, I knew that Dame was someone that I really loved and respected as an actor, and when I was looking at finding the character, I actually talked to Dame about it, and really there wasn't much of an audition process. I just always kind of, he was always in my mind, you know, just floating around in the periphery, and it was really when I had to make that decision, I just knew he was right for it.
What I think you did so good with the movie was you tapped into that desperation that Jim has. In many ways, he is his own worst enemy. And I think that's something that a lot of addicts, gambling addicts in particular, have. They think they're always one step ahead, but always three steps behind. How do you and Damien kind of wanted to approach that? I mean, because a character like that can easily be just thrown away as seen as pathetic, but you guys kind of did something different than that.
Thanks, man. It's born out of a lot of research that I did on addiction in general. I came to understand that, you know, really whatever your kind of poison is in a sense, you know, whether it be gambling or alcohol, drugs, sex, love, or even fantasy in a sense, you know, or magical thinking in a way. You're basically problem solving. You're trying to cover some deeper wound that with something else. And in a way, if you're honest about that, and if you're honest that there's always some trigger there that's making you do this behavior, then at least we can treat it with absolute integrity, as opposed to some idea of what an addict is or some idea. So we did, it was really about kind of knowing deeply why these people or why this kind of this character would behave the way he would.
Yeah. We spoke before about him, this character being a father. I mentioned in my intro how after I watched the film, I just wanted to go home and hug my own kids. What I found really interesting about this movie, though, is that the character of Alex, who plays Jim's son, is Damien's real-life stepson, Ty Perham. How did it come about that Ty was cast in that role?
That's a great question. I was looking for young actors at the time, and Dame actually kind of suggested, and non-actors specifically.
Yeah.
And Dame suggested Ty, and I thought, wow, that could actually be quite an interesting dynamic. And so I kind of said to Dame to bring Ty along to a couple of production meetings that would have, every Saturday morning. And I just got to know him really well. And I knew there was something in Ty that needed to come out. And he was kind of, when I kind of suggested that would he be interested in, having a look at doing it, he was keen, yet a little nervous. But I was more worried that, because there was a lot of love between Dame and Ty, that all that stuff would be there on the screen, but the hard part would be finding the kind of the antagonism between them. But after I kind of hung out with Ty a little bit and got to know him, I knew there was something we could do there. So that's really how that came about, and I just thought having that chemistry between them be alive and the connection between them be real, and I just thought it would help the film in a really authentic way.
Yeah. The film is based and shot in Melbourne. What I found really cool about the movie is that you have Jim and Ty, they're driving around in his 1970s muscle car, they're going around to these different kind of locations and such.
Yeah.
In a way, it kind of reminded me of the Antoine Fuqua film, Training Day. Kind of in a sort of a way, different genres, of course, but just that thing about driving around and checking out these different places and stopping at different places. The locations themselves, did you know of these places beforehand? Was a lot of pre-production in regards to finding where you wanted to film your scenes?
Yeah, it was a bit of both. I knew of places that I wanted to shoot and explore those with my DOP and my production designer. But there were places that we just wanted to discover new. And so a lot of it was like hitting the pavement, going around, driving around town, finding the shots that we wanted, finding, those angles and those buildings and those roads that we wanted that would add to the narrative in a sense, a lot of, it was about half and half. Half I knew, half we discovered.
The ones that you discover, these locations, does that change in any way your script in any way? I mean, a place has a feeling, a place in itself is a character. So once you introduce a new character into a scenario, does that change things in a way?
It's interesting. I always felt that the locations themselves helped us know how to shoot the film. Like once we said no, this location would be right for this point of the film, then it was about okay, well that location will start to dictate as well how we shoot it, like where we put the camera, what the blocking will be about. So we didn't get a lot of time in each location because it was such a hectic shoot, but we were able to kind of get what we wanted in the frame in a sense and tell the story in that way, in a very kind of specific way.
How do you decide what type of car you want Jim to drive around in? I mean, are you a car aficionado yourself?
I don't mind a few, I'm a bit of a car aficionado. I don't actually own anything like that. I'm not like a rev head in any way, shape or form, but I have an appreciation for old cars like that. And really, it was born out of the idea that the car would represent the grandfather.
Yeah.
And so you know, I could, you know, I imagined the grandfather being a certain kind of a person who would buy something and keep it as pristine because that dealt with some of his own issues, and then have that kind of idea passed down onto his son, who keeps it exactly pristine as well, and that's part of the behaviour that he needs to address, and part of the way he has a relationship with his own abandoned father. But I was so lucky to find that car, and probably one of my greatest fears of the whole shoot was getting that car back in exactly one piece.
I want to talk about the Venice film experience that you had. You showed the film back in 2017 at the Venice Film Festival. The film received a 5-minute standing ovation, which I'm sure would have been just great. What was that whole experience like for you?
It was just really exciting and humbling, and all I can feel, honestly, is gratitude. That's the most truthful answer I can give. It was just, you make a film on your own, in a sense, with a bunch of other people, but what I'm saying, like, in isolation, in a sense, you don't know how it's going to be received. I mean, the fact that we got pre-thought was a victory. The fact that we got in was a miracle. The fact that anyone else even enjoyed it was just beyond my wildest imagining. So I can't even tell you how grateful I am to people who love cinema, who know cinema, who live and breathe it, to kind of at least turn around to us who, you know, we're just a relatively small film in Australia and say, hey, welcome to the party.
Yeah. And another cool thing I read as well is that you guys actually secured distribution in America, which is pretty cool as well. The last thing I heard, it might be releasing in the States this October. Is that still on the cards?
Yes, we're hoping. We don't have the actual release date yet, but yes, we got a distribution deal in the States, which is huge for us. I mean, that was a big deal. So we wait to see. We're hoping it's sometime this year, but you never know with that. So I'll have to find out a little bit more.
Well, that's excellent. So for all you Aussie listeners out there, August 23rd, West of Sunshine in Australian cinemas. Father's Day is not far from now. Go watch the film. Go call your dad. Give him a hug. Dads, go give your sons a hug. It's really that type of film. It really did have a great effect on me. And Jason, thank you very much for that. And congratulations with the movie.
Thanks so much, Matt. Thanks for everything.